Hans Kammler, on the other hand, was largely unknown to the public, though he undoubtedly was high on the list of wanted Nazi war criminals, considering his involvement in the construction of concentration camps and their gas chambers, as well as his participation in the leveling of the Warsaw Ghetto. Unlike Himmler, noted Cook, Kammler had something of value to deal, something tangible. By early April 1945, Hitler and Himmler had placed under his direct control every secret weapon system of any consequence within the Third Reich, weapons that had no counterpart in the inventories of the three powers that were now bearing down on Central Germany from the east and the west. The deal had already probably been cut between Kammler's representatives and OSS, the U.S. Office of Strategic Services, station chief in Zurich, Alan Dulles, or via General Patton himself, Farrell surmised. If such a deal was made with Patton, he did not live to see the results. On December 9, 1945, while riding in his 1939 Cadillac staff car, Patton suffered a head injury when his car was struck by a 2.5-ton military truck that turned in front of them. Patton's driver and a passenger, his chief of staff, Major General Hobart Hap Gay, were uninjured. Paralyzed from the neck down, Patton was taken to a military hospital in Heidelberg, Germany, where he died on December 21st. Since the war, there have been several conspiracy theories regarding Patton's death, one being that he was killed by his own government. Most have concentrated on his vocal assertions that the United States should have carried the war on into Russia and put an end to communism, plus his public advocacy of reinstating ranking Nazis to help rebuild Germany. Noting that Patton, whose forces drove straight to the heart of Nazi research in Czechoslovakia, may well have been aware of Kammler and his Nazi superweapons, Farrell stated that if Patton was deliberately silenced, then surely this knowledge of Nazi superscience is the most plausible motivation for the deed. Did knowledge of the incredible ability to manipulate energy die with top Nazis at the end of the war? Consider the fate of Hans Kammler. As the war drew to a close, Kammler made no secret that he intended to use both the V-2 scientists and rockets under his control as leverage for a deal with the Allies. On April 2, 1945, on Kammler's orders, a special train carried rockets and 500 technicians and engineers escorted by 100 SS troopers to an Alpine redoubt in Bavaria. According to von Braun and Dornberger, Kammler planned to bargain with the Americans or one of the other Allies for his own life in exchange for the leading German rocket specialists.